Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are...
The Romies!
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to our second episode of season three.
Episode 2.3.
It's actually 2. Like 102, but anyway.
Yeah, but it's 3.2 episode, season three, episode two, so 3.2.
Yeah, that's not how it shows up on your Apple podcast.
Yeah, whatever, that's how it shows up in my
brain. But in our hearts, we're at 3.2.
Welcome.
Work it. And we're talking about restarts, and we wanted to share with you some places we love to travel to get a restart, because sometimes it's nice to get away and
it's always nice
get a
to
new
get away.
Mindset. And to do that, sometimes it's nice to just do it, you know, go somewhere have a restart. So for me, my favorite place, especially my brain, and I've needed this for like the last 3 years and haven't been able to go yet, but is up in the mountains.
A trip to the mountains.
Yes.
Because in LA, we could just drive up into the mountains.
Yes. And we would do little cabin in Big Bear, and that was just so great.
Mm.
So I'm excited, you know, when we get to do that again. But so I get to actually go to Colorado coming week to go to the mountains.
I'll be working while she goes.
I'll be working a little bit.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, for me, just getting in the mountains.
You and our friend Dr. Petak, Dr. Heidi Petak.
Yes.
We talked about her before.
Yes,
we actually had her on an episode.
She was on a previous episode. Are you
ready
to fly?
That's right.
By the way, we are having construction being done in our house right now, and that's why you hear this lovely background
noise.
Yeah,
that rude noise is not anything like you might think it is. It's a drill going upstairs. Actually, probably a sawzall cutting through our wall. From the outside to the inside. It's a little scary, right? A little frightening. But when you live in a house that was built in 1916. Built in 1916, sometimes you have to cut a hole in a wall when you just want to change a faucet knob.
Wow.
That's what you
There's
have
just so
to
much
do.
Going on. So much going on.
Yeah, but enjoy it. It's a restart.
It's a restart
our 1916 in your house.
House
this year. That's
and,
right.
You know, hopefully a lot of you, since you're being home more, are getting some restarts. You're getting decluttered and you're cleaning things out and all of that. And
or
getting,
going to the mountains.
Or going to the mountains.
Yeah, because so, just leave all that and go to the mountains.
Yes. That's where I can just kind of get away with nature, get away with God, and just like
I think it's one of the
restart.
Reasons we love Switzerland so much.
Yeah, because it's just like
oh, man.
we gravitate to the Alps.
Yeah, it's pretty
so,
great.
So another place that where we kind of like to go for restarting.
Family.
Visiting our parents.
Yeah, that's a big one.
When we actually like our families,
yes,
so that's
yes.
kind of fun, right?
Very much so. We both have great parents and
yep.
families. And it's great to go visit them. When I was going through chemo in 2017, after every one, I would go see family. It's just where I wanted to spend my time in between treatments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, okay, I need this in my life way more than I have it in my life right now. So instead of living, we were 3 hours from your parents, and at the time, 12 hours from mine. Then we moved to LA, and we were 3 or 4 days drive from either of our families. So now we can get to each of our families in a day drive.
Because we've relocated
yes,
again.
Yes, we've relocated.
Because we're the Romies.
We are. And we are now in, do you want to tell them where we are? What state?
Sure.
We're in the state of restart, right? We're in the state of Texas, the Lone Star State. You can guess where we're living. I even now have a Baylor University cap.
Ooh,
I got for
Sick
Christmas.
Sick 'em Bears.
My woman here went to Baylor for a couple of years.
Sick 'em
so,
Bears.
You know, So I got to wear my green cap with the gold letters on it. B-U.
Yep.
So the
go
mountains,
flow, man,
family. And now we can spend more time with family. It's great. As a matter of fact.
Because we're closer.
We're going to spend time with family
yeah,
very
I've
soon.
Actually fly out tomorrow to
That's
go
right.
see my parents. So.
That's right.
All right. And.
Another one.
Another place that we
yep.
like to go for restart is
Europe.
Just.
Europe.
Yes. Just general anywhere in Europe.
Yeah.
We mentioned Switzerland already, but.
I think it's even more than Europe, because we loved going to Iceland. We loved going to Egypt, you know, Africa. I think for us, it's like traveling to international destinations where the culture feels different, right?
Well, for me...
Because England hasn't... The UK hasn't been so much a place that we go to regularly for that reason. For the restart.
No, thing. For me, it's Europe specifically, because... We've been enough times that it's familiar enough, but still foreign.
I see.
So that's where I can still be myself and relax in where I am.
So specifically then, for the restart.
Yes, because that's what we're talking about.
All right. Okay. I got a little carried away. I might buy into that.
Okay.
I might buy into that.
Because when I'm going to someplace that's like really different or that I'm really not used to,
like my
then I my brain has to be like completely turned on. Exactly. you know, and I'm all alert, and I've got to just absorb everything and learn everything, and you know, because who knows when I'll be back there or whatever. But because we've been so fortunate to get to go to like just Europe in general, it's a lot more familiar and comfortable.
You've got some wonderful
There's
friends.
There's still
there.
Just oh, so man. Much to see and so much to do, and but yet it feels less foreign to me because we get to go so often. So that's why I go and I can restart, because I'm still always learn something new. And it just like just getting away out of the country in general, like you were talking about, helps me kind of rethink how what things I want to change when I get back home. And, you know, just being in where someone thinks differently and things are set up differently than what we're used to, it just brings a fresh perspective. So when I come home, I'm like, I always have something I'm going to restart when I get home from Europe.
Oh my, yeah, she has something she's going to start when she comes back home from Europe. I don't know if it's a restart, but there's starts for sure.
Yeah, just like, you know, like okay, start I need
trying to
fix
make rushdie.
I need to fix this in my life, so
and start using duvets, what are they called? Comforters with duvets, where we each have our own instead of a one big one for the bed, you know. So things that are starts. Are those restarts or
no,
starts?
No, that's nothing. You're like squirrel.
Okay, well. But for me, you know, in all these things, one of the major aspects of all this.
I will be talking about bedspreads at some point, but.
Well, that's restarting how we sleep. See?
That's true.
I think the major point for me in all these, no matter where we go, whether it's family or the mountains or Europe, a big aspect of it is a spiritual aspect. I mean, for me, it's like I have to get away so I can quiet my mind, quiet things around us, right? And look at our lives and listen and pray and figure out, hey, what do I need to do for this restart? I mean, for me, that's the major thing. Every day for me is sort of a restart in the morning.
Yeah, each morning. Yeah,
each
for
morning,
sure.
First thing I do is I spend time reading the Bible and praying. And that's like a total restart for me. If my morning gets messed up and I don't get to do that, it's weird. It's just not a right start to a day, you know. Sometimes I get grouchy. So it's kind of it's my personal time. I get my coffee and have coffee with God in the mornings. So for me, that's a restart. And I think every day we can take time to have a restart and not just this going away on a trip to restart, though that's really important. I think no matter where you are, that you can determine this year that every day you're going to have a restart. Right? I mean, the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. The mercies of God are new every morning. So every morning is a fresh start for you. But you have to kind of plug into that fresh start, right?
Yeah. And like for me, even have my prayer time and everything. But I also, if I don't get my workout as well, then it's like, you know. So
yeah,
again,
if she doesn't
that's
get a
like
workout,
that,
it makes my day hard.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just those things, those disciplines and those routines and things like that. And for us, every single day is completely different. Yeah. Completely different.
Especially
with
this house
now. We don't
now.
Have normal schedules. We're never in the same place in the same day. I mean, that doesn't make sense. We're never in the same place, usually in the same week or the same month or, you know, period.
Well, our
of time.
Schedule has settled a bit since the whole COVID thing. We've been a bit more regular being at home like the rest of the world. But this is the cool thing about the restart is it's not just a new year restart. It's an everyday restart, right? New strength for every day, new perspective for every day. And sometimes we go through hard things and it just takes time to build that back up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because things can knock us down in life. But taking the time every day for a fresh restart, I think, is so important for keeping us on top of everything.
Yeah. So even if you can't escape to the mountains or to go be with family / loved ones, if you don't like your family, you probably have some really close some friends loved ones that you have to love.
Maybe it's the loved ones side of the slash.
Or you can't get to Europe. You know, none of us can fly if we're in the U.S. right now. Can't get there. So, you know, in the meantime, you can every day have a fresh start and have that restart and kick off your 2021 in a really good, solid way.
Kick off every day of 2021.
Yes.
In a really solid way.
Yes.
Restart. Bah. What was that?
I don't know. That was like my cool like bah. Mic drop noise. I don't know.
Okay. We'll have to come up with a better one than that.
Okay. We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.